now, once again, it's time
for Gross Hospital Stories.
Oh, she knows. We play the intro for her.
Hello, boys and girls. Guess
Hello,
what?
Uncle Dak.
Your Uncle Dak has got a new job.
Yay. What would that be exactly?
Well, your Uncle Dak is now working at a hospital.
Imagine my surprise.
You have no previous experience doing this at all, do you?
Well, actually, in case I hadn't mentioned it, I had worked at a hospital once before.
Really?
For five years.
Five years.
But now I'm working at a hospital again. And, well, let's see. How did this story start? About a week ago, I got asked if I would like to work at a hospital. They actually said, we have a hospital. Would you be interested in working at it? And I was like, okay. So I get down there, and now this hospital is two blocks from the Biltmore Hotel.
Is this a
land of stories?
It's upscale.
Yes. Well,
yeah, that's one of those sawdust on the floor kind of places.
Yeah. I think I mentioned it once before. The Biltmore Hotel was the place where I got to watch a guy taking it up the ass from a dog.
Ah, yes.
Did you pay for this?
No, I didn't. I walked into the room.
Did he pay for this?
Apparently,
he paid for this.
He rented.
Fuck, would I make him pay for that?
Well, the cop said,
"I love you."
The cop at the time said to me, "If you weren't there, I would have shot him and said he had a gun." I turned to the cop and said, "You didn't shoot him on my account?"
It's like, wow. Holy cow.
Anyhow,
we digress.
So your Uncle Dak gets to the hospital. Now he's figuring, given this neighborhood, he's going to have a lot of work to do.
A lot of cleanup.
Yeah. Well, I get there. They tell me, okay, here's your job. We want you to sit here in emergency until 8 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? No, just stay here in emergency.
Uh-huh.
Okay. At 8 o'clock, you lock the doors. Pardon?
What?
Well, you see, this is such a small fucking hospital that at 8 o'clock, they shut the doors down.
An emergency.
They shut emergency down.
Correct.
Isn't that when bad things happen at night?
But at that time, you send them all to Vancouver General Hospital.
Ah, okay.
So at 8 o'clock, they basically, I shut the doors. Then I go to another set of doors.
Okay.
And I sit there and I wait until 10:30. And then at 10:30... I lock those doors.
Uh-huh.
And you're being paid how much to do this?
I'm being paid right now, I'm being paid $8 an hour. But that as soon as I get my first aid ticket, which is in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. I'll be getting $12 an hour to do this.
That's a good
job. I can get you a job that will give you $50 a head.
Yeah, if you don't mind killing street kids, fuck, let's go. I did it for money.
Anyhow.
The first one's tough.
So I figured after a couple of days of this, I'm thinking like, oh my God, am I going to be fucking bored here?
Locking doors.
Yeah, that's
once every hour. And a half.
However, I have had to deal with basically a couple of complete and utter friggin' morons. Yep. I mean, they are like drug people. I mean, if anyone ever tells you, can you smell like when somebody's been smoking crack?
Oh yeah,
yes, trust me, you can smell when somebody's been smoking
crack. That distinctive burnt rubber smell.
Yeah.
Yes, that's so attractive.
Yeah. So I've had to deal with a few people with that kind of like Michelin Man kind of smell.
I'm sorry, if I meet Michelin Man, I make it a habit of mine to hit them in the face with a sledgehammer. I find this deters them.
Well, anyhow,
they'll never do it again.
This hospital is mainly a pediatric ward. And a two-level ECU. ECU stands for extended care. Essentially, what this
folks,
is,
basically.
Old folks. So, I'm
wait
walking,
for it picks a chick. It's in the mail.
So, I'm walking around the hospital.
It gets much better, picks a chick.
And from 10:30 till my shift is over, I'm supposed to patrol the hospital. So, I'm walking around, and I'm up on one.
That's most of your job, just making sure everything's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Detect, deter, report.
Yep. So, I'm walking.
Destroy.
So, I'm walking around, and everything's kind of quiet, and I'm up on the third floor, and this old man falls down. So I go.
Can he get up?
No,
he's got his beeper.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
No, he can't get up. So anyhow,
I like the smell of those tires.
So I go over to help them. The nurses help this old guy up because he is like so old that his bones would like break if you look at them heavy.
Wow,
crack.
So while he's doing that, the nurses who were busy with this other patient, a 96-year-old Chinese lady, who I find out that her problem is that due to the bed sores, she has a perforated bowel.
It gets
due
better.
To the bed sores?
Yes.
Her bed sores ate into her bowel.
So bad in her ass that they have actually eaten part of the end of her bowels.
Oh, that's now, wonderful.
Now, at that age, they are so, not on all cases, but in this case, this woman is so, has Alzheimer's so bad.
I have a song running through my head.
She is so delusional that essentially all they do is they keep her in a chair with this little table across it. It looks like a giant adult size high chair without the high part.
Uh-huh.
And they have little wheels on it so they can push them where they want to, put them out in the sunroom, then move them back into the thing. I swear to God, they might as well just fucking water these people. They're vegetables.
Yeah,
so anyhow,
wow.
this woman, like I said, with the perforated bowels due to bed sores, they're cleaning out her wounds, the separated wounds. And
with a fire hose.
And
oh, wait.
Wait for it. And they forget to put the table lock back on, which is keeping her in there.
Oh, God.
She's off for a little stroll.
So the old man falls down. I go over to help him. The nurse goes over to help him, leaving the old lady alone. The old lady tries to stand up.
Oh,
she does.
First time
her
in 20
bowels
years.
Let go.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Her intestine pours out her ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she crashes, goes into shock, and fucking flatlines right in front of me inside of 5 seconds. Stand up, splash, blam. Cold white, bam, right down.
Oh, losing your intestines in your ass will cause you to do that. Oh, I'm just about flatlining.
That's what I'm
fuck.
What do you say to that? Fuck me.
Oops. What do you do?
She stood up, her ass, all her guts fell out her ass, and she exploded.
What do you do, clap?
She
wow. Good performance.
She fucking
next show at 12.
Wow. That's fucking great.
Oh, yeah,
I'd kill myself. I'd be laughing so fucking hard. Smoke! What the fuck, man?
Your ass
like,
is not
her time to go, okay?
It was.
Fell up and exploded, you know?
The only thing that was holding to resemble a tube of toothpaste.
The only thing holding her together was the chair.
Yep. Like sitting down was the only
time.
Thing to keep her
so the
together.
Next time they moved her from the chair to her bed, it was pretty much
basically
over anyway.
Basically, when they cleaned her up, probably that was the last time.
Fuck.
She was going to bleed out anyway. Probably. Oh. That was the problem. She was bleeding so badly, they had to keep changing the wounds.
Someone should hit her in the head with a fucking hammer.
She was, I mean...
It would have been kinder.
That was... So that was one even for your Uncle Dak. Your Uncle Dak was even going...
Take out the pillow.
Oh,
it's one flew over the cuckoo's nest time.
Wow, that's really brutal. It's official. I'm never going to sleep again.
That was utterly, utterly gross. One of the worst stories you've ever told.
That was
so
pretty, fucking rank. This bitch just
rank.
Stood up and her guts fell out of her ass.
I hope our listeners appreciate what Uncle Dak will do for you just to get a new gross hospital story.
Wow.
Okay. I think he deserves a round of applause.
Even
at least a golf clap.